Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, reporter Anissa Johnson wrote a long story about this. She's the K-12 reporter, so she covers the education beat for the newspaper to the north. And she joins us now on WGN Radio. Hi, Anissa. It's John. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Likewise. I'm glad you were able to join us. I guess the $64 question remains, what was the intent of the boys or the photographer? Do we have an answer to that yet?
Well, the photographer has said that his intention was to get them to wave to their parents. We heard that about 24 hours after this all started erupting online. We've had a few statements that have appeared on television news or online from the boys in which we're getting sort of mixed messages about what was happening. I don't think anyone has come out and said we intended to do a Nazi salute, but that has certainly been the impression.
Did you ask the school?
People have been left with.
Did you ask school administrators? I mean, they've surely talked to some of these kids. What's their view of this?
Well, we've repeatedly tried to reach them. I think they're in crisis mode. I think they have not communicated with us other than some canned statements. We got a statement yesterday that was the most recent statement we received was an apology. It was a public apology by the superintendent, and she essentially said, regardless of the details of the photo or the intentions and the hearts of those involved, the truth is that this is an image that has, as she said, rightly been described as hateful, frightening, and disappointing. I did ask her to clarify that. I don't like to have to read between the lines. I interpreted the rightly has been described as her saying that she believes that this looks like a Nazi salute, but again, without that clarification from her, I can't be 100% sure.
She didn't respond to your query about that, so while she said it's rightly being interpreted as hateful, you don't want to read between the lines, and I think that's wise of you. There's this young man, Jordan Blue, who said that we knew what was going on. Everybody was being funny by giving the Nazi salute, but he wouldn't do it. But again, one of the other boys, a couple of them have since said, he said, give us a high five, and we all gave him a high five, and that's all it was. You know, what's also interesting to me is the lag time here. I just can't imagine what it's like for anybody associated with this, say the parents or the kids themselves, to several months later, all of a sudden they go, hey, remember that picture we took? Guess what? We are in national conversation right now. That must be so, I don't know, upsetting to these parents, either because their kids were so hateful or upsetting to the parents because their kids aren't bad kids. This is being taken way out of context. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, there has been some discussion about how, so this is a group photo that was taken on the steps of the courthouse. It's before prom. And it is, we have been told that parents were behind the photographer. Parents were there and could see it. I did see one news account where a parent apparently yelled at the kids after they did it. Then this photograph was up online or on his website, the photographer's website, for a while. And so there's been some discussion about, so why do we, you know, how could this be up there for months and nobody care, nobody suggest it be taken down, nobody raise a question about it? And only when it was actually, my understanding of how this even broke, it was a blogger out of New York who posted on Twitter and said, you know, can somebody explain to me how it is that this entire class of kids looks like they're throwing up the Nazi salute? And it just exploded after that. So, and then it came down.
And what just adds a little more context to it, maybe, is that, so you've got these kids, and Maybe coincidentally, they all had their arms locked as they were giving a high five to their mom and dad, and it wasn't a Nazi salute. That's hard to believe, right? But, I mean, that's what they're telling us happened. Okay, maybe so. But what's really hard to understand then is why the other kid, front and center in that photograph, has the white nationalist okay symbol in his hand. It's a weird way to pose your fingers. You when you see the photo, that's not the way somebody normally rests their hands or poses in a photograph. But he's throwing next to one kid doing the Nazi salute, the white nationalist symbol. Now, wow, what a coincidence, guys! Because that really looks bad, doesn't it?
Well, I hope you have someone monitoring your email, because you will now be inundated with folks who will lecture you about how that has nothing to do with white nationalist movements, and how this is just a troll. So what I had to do is go and educate myself about how that symbol has been sort of co-opted, and I would suggest going. You can look up the Southern Poverty Law Center and also the ADL. Both of those have really good explainers about that symbol and how it's used and how it can mean other things, but it also has been co-opted by white nationalists. The question that people raise is, why then isn't that wildly coincidental that that it's happening at the very same time his friends appear to be throwing up a Nazi salute?
Anissa Johnson writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She covers the education beat. One other thing about this, Anissa, I'll let you go, but is there any other history at this school with these individuals or with the photographer? Because here's the kind of guy I am, Anissa. When we asked our listeners yesterday, I want to believe that the kids thought it was funny, but they really didn't appreciate the gravity of it. Is there any history of, again, with any of the people I just mentioned, with them flirting with this subject in any other way?
Well, I want to go back to something you said about the gravity of it, and I think when you look at that picture, there might be some kids in there who don't know what's going on, or they're sort of trying to figure it out, and maybe it's been suggested that some of these are group behavior where they just follow along, but they don't really understand the significance. You know, until we talk to those kids, we don't really know what each person's intention was. And this is not unique to Baraboo, but, you know, there are racial tensions in probably every community in America, and Baraboo isn't the only one. I've been talking to a parent whose child has struggled there. There was a story from 2012 where the principal had to address the proliferation of Confederate flags in the school parking lot, and there were complaints to the school about how that was intimidating some minority students. Again, it's not unique to Baraboo, but I do think they have struggled with some issues.
Yeah. 708, people nowadays are jumping to conclusions and trying to make something out of nothing. Well, I sounded like that yesterday. Then I went back and looked at the pictures some more, and I found myself getting angrier and sort of hardening my view on this. But again, maybe that none of this, I guess, ultimately is fair until we hear more from the kids. There's no other video or photograph. I mean, if that's the case, then this will be the first time in the history of the world that that many people with cell phones didn't capture additional photos or video, because that would be very helpful here. You have not seen anything else that corroborates.
I have not. And, you know, I think the smoking gun would be if a parent or somebody else in that group videotaped it that day, but we've not heard from anybody. We've not seen any kind of suggestion that that exists.
773 said, take a good look, John. Only two of the boys were giving a decent salute. Most were just waving. Boy, I'm looking at that picture now, and everybody sees it differently. I see the Nazi salute is what I see. All right. Anissa, very interesting. Read the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and her coverage of this and other stories. Anissa Johnson, thank you for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.